Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
It was a spooky night on Dancing with the Stars Junior, and we are so excited to get into the spooky competition. Let's talk about it. Here we go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, a little Monster Mash action. It is Halloween week on Dancing with the Stars Juniors, and it was so cute. I mean, the show just never stops getting cute, but I love when they get to get into a fun character. This was a great week. Let's do some quick introductions, and then we will get into the conversation. Okay, I am Teague Dooley-Panko, if you guys don't know me. And to my left, I have my wonderful, amazing, beautiful co-host.
Thank you.
We have Angel. Say what's up.
Hey.
And we have Shay here on the panel as well.
Hey, guys.
You guys, what a great episode. What did you think, Shay? Give me your overall thoughts.
Overall, I loved it. I love Halloween. It's my favorite time of the year. You get to just dress up and be a different person. And who would not want to be that unless you're an actor? Because you're always going to be somebody else.
Right? It was great. Angel, what did you think?
I really, really love this show. I love the dances. I love the music. I love the holiday spirit, the candy.
Yeah.
Everyone just had like a really upbeat tempo. I really enjoyed the show.
The candy. You know, we want candy. Is that the song? I want candy.
Yeah.
I wanted more dancing. It was the best. Anyways, let's get into it, you guys. Overall thoughts, it was amazing. And First Routine did not disappoint. We had Akash and Camry. They were performing an Argentine tango choreographed by Whitney. This was an adorable routine. He was a mad scientist. The only thing that I think went a little bit wrong here was that his goggles fell in his face. And I think it stressed him out a little bit. I think it was a small costume malfunction. Maybe he didn't have them in place quite enough. The costume department didn't, adjust them. They weren't tight enough. I don't know. Something happened. But other than that, I think that he did really good. His footwork was really great. What did you guys think, Shay? What was your thought on this one?
I think he had an excellent frame. For him to be that nine and be able to hold his poise and properness for the Argentine tango was very well done. Like, even though the goggles, Eric used some of the goggles and I noticed it, he did not let that stop him. That's what I appreciated the most about that dance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you saw him sliding, but he was like, you know what? I don't have time to probably move you right now, so I'm just going to keep on moving and do my moves until it's done. And hopefully by the time it's done, I can push him up.
So. Yeah, I know. It was tough. But he did bounce back, which was nice. What did you think, Angel?
Akash was amazing how he kept it going. He did a Beyonce. That's what I call Beyonce when you have a dysfunction during your routine and you just keep it moving. Before I realized his goggles came down, I thought he was just looking at his feet. I'm like, Akash, why are you looking at your feet?
Yeah.
So then I realized, wardrobe malfunction. But it didn't appear that he was too happy with his scores. I wasn't too happy with his scores either. I wanted them to be higher.
Yeah, he's a perfectionist. He's a spelling bee champ. That's just what happens.
He's like, what? It wasn't a perfect 10?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I mean, honestly, though, the judges were a little bit stingy tonight.
They were so stingy.
Adam, what's going on?
We could have seen some higher scores. That's I was a little bit crazy. Disappointed in the judging. And I wanted to see what the 10 panel looked like. The panel. That's what I really wanted to see.
Ghosts. I think the tens were ghosts.
You know,
like white
I was
ghosts.
Bummed we didn't see it. Anyways, let's go through the scores for Akash and Camry. We had a 7 from Val, a 7 from Mandy, and a 7 from Adam, giving him a 21 out of 30. Do you think it was justified? Yes or no?
No. For him to be 9 and perform an Argentine tango with the wardrobe malfunction, he deserved higher scores.
He did.
Absolutely.
He did. I think he was robbed, okay? That's what I think. Let's move on to the second routine, shall we?
We should have at least gave him a 9 for the great hair.
Right? Did you see? Come on, that gel and that hair.
He
looked so cute. Okay, next we had Mandla Morris and Brighton. They were performing a Charleston. Cheryl, obviously, choreographed it. This was the Ting Ting, All Wall Bing Bang, the Witch Doctor. Song. Very cute. Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think that the judges have been wanting more content from him. I think he was a really great strong base. Mm-hmm. He was really great with the lifts this week. I think I've seen him improve a lot and kind of become that strong partner. I didn't love the costume for her because when she was lifted, the costume came in his face and it just I wasn't able to see the full visual. I think that was a bit distracting for me. But he executed the lift well, but I think that the costuming could have been done a little bit better for me. His shoulders needed to come down. That was the only critique I had. But overall, I think he did a really great job. What'd you guys think, Shay?
He had a lot of great energy when it started. But it seems like as we got to the end of the dance, his energy diminished as it went by. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I understand because the Charleston is so poppy and up, and you just have to like, you just have to go with the good times and let them roll.
Yeah,
but
I know.
It almost felt like he was like started so much holding his breath at the beginning, and then it slowly kind of let out.
Yeah.
As he was like, just like, oh my gosh, it's almost over. Okay.
Yeah,
it was a great dance. I'm not gonna diminish that. However, his energy. Like, I saw a decline.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Near the end.
I know. Okay. What'd you think, Angel?
The judges called this a comeback for Mandela. I'm like, coming back from what? Like, you only gave him a point more than before, than the week before. He started out with the 24, and then we got the 22, now it's the 23. I'm just thinking they're super hard on him. I really, really loved his, like, I like all of this choreography, especially Team Cheryl. This one, I wanted her to give him more complex combinations because I know he can handle it.
Yeah.
And so I felt like she didn't want to push it, I guess because the Charleston is so complicated and so much energy, she didn't want to give him too much to think about. But he can handle it. Let him go, girl. So.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. I think that Cheryl, like, knows what she's doing, but also maybe could have been a little harder. I don't know.
She was protecting her cubs, I guess.
Which is smart, and it's always a strategy that works well on Dancing with the Stars. But we'll get into that later with some of the other routines. Okay, for the scores on Mandela and Brighton, we had an 8 from Val, an 8 from Mandy, and a 7 from Adam, giving them a 23 out of 30.
Adam.
I think it was well-deserved. What do you think?
Yeah.
Could have been a little bit higher. No, actually, 8s were... That's pretty good.
Well, I wanted Adam to step it up. Like, he's typically the one that gives the higher score. He's just not feeling it today for some reason.
Yeah. And Alyssa Jones in the group chat has a really good point. She said, the judges are for sure harder on the older ones. I think that's valid. Except for some
of the
older ones.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. Yeah, we've been preaching that the whole time.
We're going
right?
to get to that one later.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Okay, you guys, let's keep it rolling. You know what? Before we get into the next routine, I think we have a little bit of a thing we need to talk to you guys about real quick, okay?
Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and so much more. There's no network that works as hard as we do to serve our television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, please do not. They are totally optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you live on air. For now, thank you so much for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of talk TV.
Yes. We tell you guys you're thebomb.com all the time, but we just want to reiterate it. We love you guys. You're amazing. You're wonderful. You're fabulous. And thanks for being here. And we've got some great people in the group chat today. We'll shout you guys out later. Mm-hmm. All righty. We're keeping it rolling. We have Mackenzie Ziegler and Sage. They performed a jive to the Monster Mash, Team Gleb. I think that this was the best routine she's done so far. I was so incredibly impressed. She had great feet, great legs, great shoulders, great body rolls. The lift was perfect.
I'm so glad you were impressed this time.
Oh, I was. I was
so impressed.
You know
I love Mackenzie. You know I love Mackenzie.
I know you love her. And this is what I'm saying, though. Like, I'm just saying that she is so talented. We know she has a dance background. I just wanted give her something more, and this was it for me. And she was so sharp, the way she executed it. I was, so impressed. I
feel about Mackenzie the way you feel about Honey Boo Boo.
Okay.
That is my love. That is my love child.
That's your fangirl.
I just love on her.
Love on her. What did you think then, Angel, of this routine?
I think it could not have been done better by any other person in this world.
Yeah.
She amazes me. Every single week she brings it. And I am so glad she's giving the judges exactly what they're asking for. Like, if they said anything derogatory about this routine, I would just really just be like, okay, the haters all the way up. Because she's like, there's nothing wrong with anything she... Like, to me, I can't find anything negative to say about any one of her routines.
I know. This was her best one, I think. Shay, what'd you think?
I think she had perfect kicks, which I appreciated. However, I am sorry to tell you, I agree with Mandy. Like, you could tell she was leading, like, she was the transition into leading into that final trick, which is a perfect and amazing when she did it. You could tell, like, she thought about leading, like, hey, Sasha, hey, Sage, I'm coming. Wait for me. Here I come. A little bit, you could see it. It was, like, minimal, but it
was
there.
I'll have to play that back.
Yeah.
That trick was flawless when they actually got to it. Mm-hmm. And she just, like, landed. I was just, like... Yes, queen.
Yeah, it was great.
However, I feel like the transition could have been better leading up to it. So you, like, don't let me know you're about to do a trick, basically.
But, like, honestly, like, I really didn't notice that.
I didn't notice that either,
notice that kind of stuff because I still dance and I feel like I'm usually, like, predicting what's going to come next. And I really didn't see it. So I don't know if I totally agreed with that, but.
It was like she just, like, stood for a second, It's one thing where you're just going to give your partner a look and like, hey, I'm going to go into this. But it was like more than like 2 to 3 seconds where I can just like very minimal. Like I said, it was very small. But you can like say like, hey, here I come.
Right.
And then she jumped into it.
But still, hey, I mean, it like, still was executed well.
Like,
well.
Like, check my mind.
I wish we had instant replay right now.
Yeah, whatever, Shay.
I need to see it.
They were playing it.
Whatever. Okay, we're moving on, you guys. We're going to talk about scores, okay? Before we throw bows in the studio. I'm just kidding. okay, we have scores from Val. We have an 8. We have an 8 from Mandy, and we have a 9 from Adam. Well-deserved, I think. A 25 out of 30. Did you guys agree with this? Yes or no?
We couldn't get a 9, though?
We did get 1.
We did. We got 1.
1.
From Adam. Yep.
We couldn't get a 9 from anybody else?
I thought we could have gotten, like, a 10, maybe. Would have been a little bit justified for this one.
No, because they are so stingy with the 10s. They have not given a 10 yet. So, I think this is definitely a 10 merited performance. Like, why not?
I think so, too. And also, I wonder if it's a production thing. I wonder if the producers are like, hey, you guys, we're holding
out.
We're
going to save it until
you know, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. You never know. Production's weird sometimes, and they kind of plan that stuff strategically. Let's move on. Let's keep it rolling. We are going to talk about Jason Maybaum and Eliana. They were performing an Argentine tango, Team Emma. I think that this was a really cool routine. He was a really great bass. He looked a little bit nervous to me. I don't know if it's because he was, you know, it was kind of a serious dance for him. I don't know. I want to hear what you guys think, and then I'll give you my opinion. What did you think, Shay?
I liked it. I think he had a great frame, and he kept the control the entire time. And because it is a serious dance, you can tell he was, like, he was really thinking, okay, I have to, you know, be the leading man, and I have to take control. And I was so impressed by the performance that he did because of it.
Yeah.
Because he just proved that, I'm here to play, guys. You thought you were going to lose me, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you think?
I definitely thought we were going to lose him this week. I mentioned it last week, and I was like, please step it up, Jason. And you did. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So he was just a hoot to watch, just how serious he could be because he's so playful and he's such a little angel. His voice is so tiny, and he looks like such a little poised young man. So I was so proud of him this week.
I was proud of him, too. You know, for me, I don't know why, I just, for a second, like, missed the bubbly Jason. And I know we have to, like, have different elements.
Yeah.
But for me, I kind of like to, I liked his routines better when he was like, you know, like, he's just so cute and fun. But I think it was
but
a really
he's
great
a vampire. You can't be a bubbly vampire.
Oh, 100%. I agree with you. I'm just saying, preference-wise, I like him a little bubblier.
Yeah.
But I think that, I mean, the scores were so high on this one. So we have an 8 from Val, a 9 from Mandy, and an 8 from Adam, giving him a 25 out of 30. It was his highest score in the competition so far. So it's his highest
so
scoring
far.
Dance so far for mm-hmm. him in the competition. Which I think it was great. I don't know. I was a little bit surprised how high they were.
Well, no, because Mackenzie had the same score.
No, for him.
Yeah,
for his personal. So his personal highest score for his routine so far. Anyways, you guys, it's time to talk about iTunes shit. You're going to tell them about it?
Here hey guys, go. If you did not know, and those who are listening, yes, we're on iTunes. We have a podcast there. Mm-hmm. You have to go. You have to review. We love if you give us a review because we read them and we appreciate them so much. And we love hearing what you guys have to say about the shows that we love to watch with you.
Yeah.
So go to iTunes, give us 5 stars, leave a review, and we'll shout you out on air.
Yeah. I mean, but if you say something negative, I don't know if I'm going to mention it.
We'll
know?
Take the constructive criticism, but we might not mention you.
Yeah.
But no, we're just kidding. We really appreciate you guys. You're amazing. We can't tell you enough. And yeah, the iTunes thing is really cool. And low-key, that puts us higher on there's like a board here at our studios where we can like be ranked as far as like who's popular. And it's based on iTunes. So like, it'd be cool if it could like be on board.
Yeah, like do it for the kids. Do it for the kids.
Do it for the kids. But also like, we'd like to be on the board. Anyways, you guys are amazing. You're wonderful. Let's keep it rolling. Let's talk dance, shall we? Okay. Next, we have Ariana Greenblatt and Artion. They were dancing the Paso Doble, Team Brandon. The only critique I had about this, and I don't know, you guys are going to have to tell me if I was on or off here, if you liked it or didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bit distracted by the lip syncing. I don't know why.
You saw lip syncing?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She was lip syncing. She's like, Ways to Be Wicked, like the song.
Oh, at the end.
It was just a little bit distracting for me.
She did not, I think at the end, she lost the words.
Yeah, and she also lost the words a bit. Yeah. So, okay. And
but
also, the judges.
Words are Ways to Be Wicked. Pardon?
But words. Her words were off a bit. That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't an exact match of what was said.
Okay. So, what'd you guys think, Shay?
I love them, first of all, and I also love Descendants, so this is perfect for me. However, I would have preferred if he was dressed as Ben. My only personal thing.
Okay.
However, the Paso Doble is a intense, passionate, driven dance, and I think they killed it. I don't really understand what the judges were talking about.
What were you talking about?
Like, I understand what they meant. However, I don't think it went with the dance they were doing. Like, I feel like it had nothing to do with the dance they were actually doing and what the dance is supposed to be about. Like, obviously, yeah, you're going to show your range of emotion while you're doing a dance. But when it comes to the Paso Doble, it is a passion song. It is about intensity. It is about being here and just, like, you know, the smolder. Mm-hmm. So what they said and what it goes with.
Okay. Thank you. Anjou, what do you think?
Val, what are you doing? Like, why did you say that? I loved this dance. I loved their costumes. I loved everything about it, except that last part where she lost the words. I loved the eye wink she did at the end that, like, made up for her loss of words. But I really liked the intensity of it, the seriousness, the sharp moves. Like, everything was on punto for me.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. I don't understand where the judges were coming from on this one. I mean, usually agree a little bit. This was such a good routine, and especially when you compare it, when you compare it to other dances on the show this tonight, I don't understand because it was difficult. She executed it really well. She was very sharp and she did a really good job. And then they're kind of giving her trouble. I don't know if it's just because she's so talented. She always does really well with her performances that maybe they're like, they just hold her to a higher standard. But especially when you compare it to something like Honey Boo Boo performs right after her and it was way easier. And they were like, great job. I'm like, wait a second. Ariana did a really hard routine and executed it well. So I was confused, but I think that they are holding her to a higher standard.
Especially
so.
If you compare it to Hudson's on, like, episode 2, his Paso Doble, which was fun, Like,
but he got higher scores.
He got higher scores. This is the lowest score Ariana and Archon has had this entire
season. Maybe it's just a production thing. Maybe they're doing it for a little spice of drama in here. You know, you can't be the top all the time. So I don't know. Maybe that's it's a production
thing.
That's not the case. You never know, you guys. I'm just saying it's a possibility. Okay. Also, I would like to say, how cool was it to see
Kenny Ortega?
I love him. Obviously, I'm sure all you dance fans know High School Musical, and he also choreographed The Descendants 2.
And directed. He's amazing.
And directed.
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
25 years later.
Oh, my gosh. If you say Hocus Pocus one more time, I'm going to poke you out of the studio.
No, we're not. We have to mention that. It's the 25th anniversary, yes. And Halloween is happening, so I have to mention it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course. No, it's definitely very cool to see Kenny Ortega. He's like a walking legend, so that was really cool to see him in the crowd. Okay, we are moving on. Oh, wait, no, we're not. Just kidding. Let's go over the scores really quick. So we have a 7 from Val, an 8 from Mandy, and a 7 from Adam Rippon, giving them a 22 out of 30. Do you think it was justified? I say no.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think we're all going to say
no. That was like the most unfair of judging scores I have seen this season.
It was bizarre.
What are they going through tonight? I don't understand the judge's judgment tonight.
It was weird.
Maybe the judgment's off, judge.
Yeah.
Judgment is off, judge. Okay.
I don't quite understand. Okay, we're moving on right along. Now we have the performance performed by Honey Boo Boo and Tristan. They were performing a jazz routine to Ghostbusters. Artem choreographed. I was a bit confused by this. Let's start with you guys. Shay, what'd you think?
I really don't know what you're confused about.
I know.
Let's start with you, T.
I'm going to just say, you know I love Honey Boo Boo, but why did we have to throw the slime in the face at the end? That added nothing to the performance. I was confused. Why? Slime in the face at the end?
I just didn't understand the Ghostbusters theme.
Yeah, but like, if you're going to do slime in the face, like, do it a different, I don't know, it just felt like they ran to the slime and then got slime.
I know, and then I'm like, boom, yeah.
What? Yeah. I was confused by that. And you guys know I'm Honey Boo Boo's number one fan, number one advocate. This wasn't my favorite routine for her. And especially it being a jazz, there was more freedom to be a little bit more difficult. And we could have stepped it up a bit in terms of the choreography, and that's an Artem note, but also I do think it could have been a little bit harder. I think it was fun. I think it was very cute, kitschy, adorable, and you guys know I love her, but I think that they could have been harder on her, and also the judges could have been harder, like they did everyone else. Yeah, they
Hello?
Were really.
Yeah,
they're never. I'm sorry, they're just never hard on her. Maybe it could be a production thing, and that could just be me saying that. However. I heard so many times entertaining. I actually put an air quote in my notes because 4 weeks now. How many times have you heard
entertaining?
It was entertaining. I've heard it, and I'm just like, I'm overhearing that because she started off, and I was actually like, oh my gosh, we might see some more complicated moves. Yay, my hopes are up, and then they got diminished real quickly.
But also, like we've talked about it in the chats and. It's a strategy, too. There's the strategy to making it simpler for their, you know, competitors to perform. So there's a strategy, but I didn't see, you know, like, pointed feet and that kind of stuff wasn't really even, like, thought about, I think, in this routine. I wish I would have looked at her shoes. Does anybody in the chat know what shoes she wore? Let me know.
It was just fun and funny. It wasn't any type of technique I saw that went into this dance. It's just a lot of bouncing for me. It was just like, I don't know why, I don't know if Artem's telling her to bounce with every beat, but she's doing a lot of bouncing and that's distracting to the dancing for me.
For me, it was just more of the same. This were week 4, but I feel like I'm getting more of the same.
Yeah.
I'm getting more walking.
The same song and dance.
I mean, though, I did like the fact that Tristan got split around. That was actually really awesome because that was funny. However, she spun him around, and
he did all the tricks. But she just kind of stands there and allows him to showcase.
Which, again, is kind of an Artem thing and also probably slightly strategic. Maybe they tried to have her do it in the studio and it just didn't work. I don't know. But this was not my favorite performance from her, which is kind of a bummer because if you guys know how it ends, we'll get to that later. But anyways, yeah, I think it was cute, but not my favorite for her. Okay, let's go over scores. 7 from Val, a 7 from Mandy, and a 7 from Adam Rippon, giving them a 21 out of 30. Do you think it was justified? Yes or no?
No.
No, because
should have been lower.
Yeah, sorry, should have been lower.
That's totally tough.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we are nearing the end here. Now we're getting into Sky Brown and JT's performance. Little Shop of Horrors. They performed a jive. And they are Team Allen. Okay, so I think it was really cute. This package, first of all, I'd like to mention. She really broke down and she was so stressed out and so nervous to do this. And then to see what she was able to perform on stage was like night and day from when she was in the studio to when she actually performed. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Her arms and her hands need a little bit of work. That was my only note, my only critique. There's a lot of tension in her fingers. There's a lot of tension in her arms and shoulders. But other than that, I think she really killed this routine.
I think this might be nerves, right?
Yeah, well, but also, like, you gotta, like, learn to, like, relax your hands and kind of let them be a little bit more graceful.
Especially for the jive, only because it's more a loose dance. Mm-hmm. But also, there's a way to keep your...
There's to be sharp.
Move the tension away from where it doesn't need to be also at the same time. There's a way to move your tension from your hands and your shoulders.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not noticeable at the same time.
Yeah. But I think that the routine was hard, and she executed it really well. She was sharp and great. Spider walkover, that was very cute. Shay, what'd you think?
I love Sky. She gives me so, like, seriously, she's so adorable. Her smile lights you up. And, like, I even got emotional watching because she was, like, you saw her heart. She was trying. Like, when we were kids, when we were dancing, like, working for that, like, that one perfect move, and you're trying to get it over and over and over again, you're crying because you're so upset because you know you can do it, but it's frustrating.
Yeah.
And, like, watching her go through the same process I went through at that age, it's, like, a totally different experience because it still gets that way sometimes when you go to dance class or you're competing. It still feels like that, like, it's something you never lose, but you just remember you don't give up.
Right.
And I so appreciate that from her and watched her finally do the dance. It was everything I wanted because I love Little Shop of Horrors. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, and I love the spider walkover. It was everything.
It was great. Anjali, what'd you think?
This routine was sharp. It was clean. She brought it. She brings it every week. I wasn't surprised at all. Her and JT, they're a power couple for me. They are. Hey, you better watch out for those two. They won the best costume award for me, even though I didn't really understand it for the song they had, like Little Shop of Horrors and Spiders. How does that correlate?
Well, spiders are scary. I don't know.
No, Little Shop of Horrors. There should have been little plants, flowers, whatever coming out. Mm-hmm. Spooky. I don't know. Yeah. So that was my only thing. I really enjoyed the content, and she gives me life because she has this attitude of gratitude, right? Yes. Like, she's always thanking, loving, appreciating. She's just, like, the daughter that everyone wants. I mean, I'm just envious of her mom.
Yeah. She's great. She's so cute. And I love that we get, like, a little, you know, 5 seconds of a Sky Brown advice at the end of every routine. Yes. She's like, I'm just so thankful. She's just adorable.
Just be having patience with me.
Yeah. Follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams. Thank you for the motivation, Sky. You keep me going. Okay. let's talk about the scores here. We had a 9 from Val, a 9 from Mandy, and an 8 from Adam. Giving her a 26 out of 30. Justified, yes or no?
Adam, gave her a 9, but whatever. It was a nice score.
Adam was stingy tonight. He was going through something. It's Halloween, so I forgive him. But if he starts tripping around Thanksgiving,
we're going to have a problem.
We need to thank you for giving us better scores for Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
We're not dealing with this Halloween attitude you got going on tonight, Adam.
No spooky attitude. We're over it, okay? Let's get into the final routine of the night, which was my favorite. Miles Brown and Riley were dancing a samba to I Want Candy, choreographed by Lindsay. Oh, are you kidding? This kid looks like a professional dancer. Great hips. I wrote OMG on my paper. The technique was executed perfectly, and it was a very difficult choreography. And he danced like an absolute professional.
Yes.
I also think that this was a producer thing, that it was strategically placed at the end, because it was definitely the best performance of the night. And I think that overall, I was just incredibly impressed. I'm like, wait a second, where did this kid come from? I mean, he's always been good. And he did great. What was it last week that he did the Charleston?
Yes.
Amazing. But this week I was like, this kid could be a pro on the show. He probably should be next season because of what?
He should be, actually.
Obsessed. Hey, what do you guys think, Shay?
For me, I love Miles. I think he's amazing. And I think he's also, he's been a dancer, like or he dances at least for fun.
Yeah.
I've seen videos of him, like, dancing with Yara, like, at their parties and things like that.
With his cast.
And for me, like, hip-hop and samba are close enough a range where they, like, they're not that similar, but, like, the mechanics of it and everything works well for me.
Yeah.
And I love the samba and the simplicity and his movement and just, like, going with the hips and just, like, killing it. And he definitely, frame, footwork, hip work, it was all there. And I could not have been, I was like, when I was a proud mom, I'm like, yes, honey.
Yeah,
it was great. Mom, you better kill it.
It was straight, it was great. It was straight great. Anjel, what'd you think?
Miles, you bless the Latino world, honey, because the whole Latin world is just giving you standing ovation after that samba. That was amazing. Everything was clean and exact.
Yes.
And
his
you
arm just
was
like,
he moved so fluidly. It's like, I couldn't tell which one was a professional tonight. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, he's out dancing her. Like, some of these points, he was out dancing her.
I mean, wow. It was great. It was a great performance. I'm bummed we didn't see a 10 paddle on this one. And I'm actually flabbergasted. Was that a producing thing? We don't want to give out 10s. Honestly,
if anything deserved a 10, it was that performance tonight.
Right. I mean, that blew my mind that there was no 10s given out on this one. But let's break it down. So we have a 9 from Val, a 9 from Mandy Moore, and a 9 from Adam Rapon, giving him a 27 out of 30. Great score, but I honestly think it was like a perfect score. I honestly could have seen all 10s.
All 10s, and I would have been fine. Yeah. I would have been just fine.
I would have been just fine with that.
9, 9, 10.
Anyways, great episode overall. What really fun dances. Okay, you guys, we have our special segment of the week, prepared by Anjel, because you're amazing and wonderful and fabulous. She's going to break down one of the pros on the show, because sometimes we don't know who these pros are. Where did they come from? What studio did they grow up dancing in? She's going to break it down for us all right now. Who do we have this week?
This week we have Eliana Walmsley. She's Jason's partner, and she is 11 years old. Her birthday is June 23rd, 2007.
Cancer.
So that, yeah, she's a Cancer. She's like, she missed Gemini just a bit, but yeah. Cancel, so she's from Colorado. She was in the National 2018 Female Mini Best Dancer at the Dance Awards. She won that.
Mm-hmm.
She's also the Hope recipient at the Youth America Grand Prix International Ballet Competition.
Oh,
got
ballet.
That. She's an off-Broadway leading actress, singer. She sings.
Oh,
and she dances. So she's a triple threat.
Okay.
She was also on Lifetime's Dance Mom in 2016, and she became a part of the main cast in 2017. So,
how funny.
Yeah, she's popping.
Oh, she's popping. Well, I didn't realize that. I'm sure she's pretty good friends with the Ziegler's.
She has, like, over 700,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh,
that's how popping she is.
I don't have that many.
I don't get it. How do people get that many followers?
Give us your secrets.
How do 11-year-olds have Instagrams that are following her?
Yeah, she's great. She's amazing. Okay. This just blows my mind sometimes. Okay, next, let's get into a little fan shout-out. Because we love you guys. We just want to shout-out some people who are in the live chat because you are our favorite people. Okay, we have Jasmine Jones, always here. Always amazing.
Thank you, Jazz.
So insightful.
We appreciate
your feedback. You're great. We love you. Alyssa Jones, you're in here. So great. We also have, who else is in here today? Oh, Nella J. Hey, girl. We love you. We also have Chels90. And we love you as well. We love to see the same. You guys are, like, amazing. You guys are in here every week. And we've got some other people straggling in. But we just want to thank you guys for being here every week. You guys add a lot to the conversation. And you're overall just great. And our favorites. Okay. Let's get into our predictions. We know we lost honey. Oh, wait. Did we talk about who left?
No.
Oh, LOL. Let's talk about our predictions right now, and then we'll tell you who left. Okay, so actually, we'll just tell you right now so she's not in the running. This episode, we did see Honey Boo Boo go home. And you know, that was really sad for me. Because I love Honey Boo Boo.
It's okay, girl.
It was tough for me to watch that. But we had to say goodbye. And she was very cute. She was very sad about it. But anyways, let's talk about who we think will go home next week. Shay, who do you think now that Honey Boo Boo's out of the running?
Dang, that's either Akash or Jason.
Okay, that's sad.
That is very sad, but those are the only two I can, like, think of.
Okay. Right. Okay, what do you think, Anjel?
I'm thinking the same, too. Jason first and then Akash.
Okay, you know what? I'm a little bit nervous about... Oh, my gosh, I can't even say it. Because I love him. I'm a little bit nervous about Mandla.
I knew you were going to say that.
And I don't know why. I don't know why. You guys, I'm just saying I want him to be here, but I'm just nervous.
Don't put that into the universe.
Oh, you know what? Fine. Whatever. I'll take it.
She took it back.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just nervous for him. I don't know why, but I'm sure he'll do great, and hopefully he stays. But, you know, everybody's got to go home at some point. I don't know. It's sad. It's the show. Okay. We're going to wrap up and tell you guys where you can find us during the week, because we love talking and hanging with you. I am Teague Julie Panko, and you guys can find me at Teague DP. It's TIEGEDP. And I'll see you there. Anjel, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at AnjelTaylor_. It's ANGELE Taylor _.
Amazing.
Hey guys, you can find me at Real Shay Jones. That's ChaeJones. Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, Twitter and Instagram. We'll see you guys there. You're the best, and we'll see you next week.
Or actually, in 2 weeks or so. However,
is that a thing?
Yeah, I think so. JK. But even if that, we're going to be gone for 2 weeks, we have some special segments coming up during the same time. So check it out.
Yes. 6 p.m. Can we say who we're interviewing?
I want to leave it out. Yeah,
No. You have to tell them who we're interviewing.
Okay, go.
Hey, guys. So we're going to have Artian. And if you don't remember, he is Ariana Greenblatt's partner. He will be in the studio. It's going to be amazing.
Woo! And then we also have an interview with someone else coming up.
That's not confirmed yet, so I will leave that
be. All right, we'll talk about it later. See you guys. Have a great week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.